osiibye otya olinyira mukama waffe yesu obulamu buli butya bulamu bulungi mukama akuwomukisa olw'okujja okwongera okunoonya amafuta tujjuzeewo yesu yebazibu tujjuzeewo omwomutukuvu
ttaala
zaffe zibeere nazaaka
kikulwanga
bwetunaaba
twebase
omugole agenda okujja nga ettaala abamu beebaka temuli mafuta
gulinga
olugero n'ebigambo byamagezi kubanga bonna baakowa ne
beebakakitegeeza
ntiomubiri wano baafa naye abamu baafutaa temuli
mafutakuzuukira
kulijjukira aliwo okuzuukira
kw'aboonoonyi
abo abajja kuba tebalina mwoyo wa
katonda
eri abo abeebakanga ettala temuli
mafutaoba
abaakuŋŋaanyayo amatono
yalokoka katondamaanaokwajja
kulokokera
ddalaokutuuka
okwebaka nga ettala
zijjuddakolewanajjira nga tugolokokaokoleza
bukoleza nga
tumusimukama
akuwa omukisa yebale kukola ekyo omanya leddoboozi omutume
nonadiobuitnesobuweereza
tuyitibwa omulembe omujja ogulina okumanya katonda
okujjuddebuweereza
obuli
international
okuva mu ggulu ne ku nsi
yesu yebazibu
era nga tuleeta okumanya olw'okuwonya abangi kubanga abadde bazikira olw'okubula
okumanyayesu
yebazibu nga bino mukama bibikula okuva mu lugendo lw'eggulu
okuva
mu makuba 2 mpaka
2011yesu
yebazibu
ekiro
okugenda mu maaso n'okulabako
olunaku olwokuna olwokutaanoku sande naye
kankani tugenda mu maaso okulaba enkoza
sitaani
eri katonda leri
ekkanisa
yesu
yebazibuobaeri
abantu
be
yesu yebazibu
nga
tukyagenda mu maaso n'okulaba omwoyo wa katonda
ebikolabyobutuukiri
n'omwoyo gw'abasitaani ebikola byage
bitabyabutuukiriera
kankani twalaba siri ya katonda omulamu
okolebwa
emyomusanvu
made up of the seven spirits in the fullness of the Holy Spirit. But after seeing that, we moved on to also see the seal of the devil, the seal number
666,
which is in Revelation chapter 13, 15 to 17, that number 666. We've been calculating it
as
we passed understand the owner of that number
nga ye Lucifer
and he is Lucifer
Satani
the devil
yes he was
praise Jesus
bino bitwaso okulaba mu Isaiah 14:9
this is what we first saw in Isaiah 14:9
paka ku 12
etuzuula erinnya lye nga ye Lucifer and we discovered his name that is Lucifer tuzuula enamba ye and we discovered his number
mu Ezekiel 28
Ezekiel 28
nga yali kerubi yafukibwako amafuta
and he was an anointed cherubim
kusinga ku ezekeri 28:11-25 era nga yali kerubi
wakusatu
bakerubi bano abasinga mu kibuga kya katonda omulamu
among the cherubims found in the city of the living God
Yerusalemu eky'omuggulu
Jerusalem of heaven
bano bakerubi abiri abaasigalawo
these two cherubims who remained
kusinga ku ezekeri 10
according to Ezekiel 10
ye yali wakusatu
he was the third cherubim
wabula mukubeera namba 3
by being number 3
yali yafukibwako amafuta
he had been anointed
okuva ku myomusanvu egya katonda
from the seven spirits of the Lord
naye oluvannyuma lw'okugwako
after his falling
omwoyo wa mukama yamuvaamu
the spirit of the Lord was branched off him
n'asigaza amafuta agava ku myomukama
and remained with the anointing from the six spirits
naye ate ekyentiisa byonna
what is threatening above all
mu zaburi 19
in Psalms 109
mukama n'akolimira amafuta ago
the Lord cast that anointing
oba omwoyo ogwo ogwamusigala
he cast the spirit remained within him
ebijjula ekikolimo
ddala and it got filled with cars
yes he was
praise Jesus
oluvannyuma lw'ekyo
after that
tumanya nti wano wajja enamba mukaga
and we got to know that this is where it it's the first six. The wisdom which is twisted is used in this world. Understanding which is not right. The counsel which is false. The power which is not good. The knowledge which is false. And the fear which is not truthful. Those are the six spirits we've been seeing. And we ended up finished the spirit of fear, the fear of the devils, which is not hating evil. For we had the right fear according to Proverbs 8. Proverbs 8:13. The fear of the Lord is the rejection of evil. That would have been the right fear. That's the definition of the spirit of fear of God. But we heard Revelation 21:8. And there is a fear which can lead you to hell and a lake of fire. The fear of the devils. But we also got explained more in Proverbs 16. And at least the fear of God is to take people out of evil. Whatever you are within, and it's called fear. And it never takes you out of evil. Or to help others to get out of evil. It's not the fear of God. It's the fear of the devils. And that spirit is the sixth spirit, which makes the past six. Praise Jesus. Now you have to join those five spirits. The spirit of the twisted wisdom. The understanding which is twisted, the counsel which is not right, the power which is not good, the knowledge which is not right. Now, after you join them, you manifest the fear which is not right. Thus has been working ever since the devil fell, right from BC.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Before the birth of Christ on earth,
it
began straight from Genesis 3 in the garden of God and where the Adam was.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And we heard in Isaiah 47 that from his youth he was doing those things of sorcery. What God calls the youth of the devil, when he had just fallen flesh, he was a youth within sin. And right now he's gotten aged within sin. And he's moving on with that sorcery.
We
use the wisdom which is not right, and understanding which is not good, the counsel which is false, and the power which is not good, the knowledge which is wrong, the fear which is not the rejection of evil. Praise Jesus. This we moved on to analyze and look at them. And even today, we are going to discover the secret of lawlessness which has been working. According to what we saw in 2 Thessalonians, that chapter 2, from verses 7 to down, that the secret of lawlessness
has
been working all days. That's number 666. It has been working. Today we are going to see these evil spirits of the devil, which are six, or what we call the six horns.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And these are the ones among the ones of the beast on which Jezebel is seated. And this Jezebel is only endorses the second star. And the false prophet is the one who endorses the third six. Now let us first see these six spirits which are false. And in a mystery they are called the six horns.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Bible
begins by telling us this in Revelation 12 from verses 1. Let's read it here.
Akubikura esule 12 n'olunyiriri olusooka. N'akabonero akanene nekalabika mu ggulu. Omukazi ng'ayambadde enjuba n'omwezi nga guli wansi w'ebigere bye. Ne ku mutwe gwe nga kuliko engule ey'emmunyeenye 12. Era ng'ali lubuto n'akaaba ng'abalagalwa era ng'abalagalwa okuzaala. Ne walabika akabonero akalala mu ggulu era laba ogusota ogumyufu ogunene ogulina emitwe omusanvu n'amayembe kumi ne ku mitwe gyagwo engule musanvu n'omukira gwagwo ne guwabula ekitundu ekyokusatu ekyemmunyeenye ez'omu ggulu.
This dragon, we know him as the devil. According to verse 7 and 10. Revelations 12. Praise Jesus. And they have shown us that he has 10 horns and 7 heads.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Now we've handled these horns, the 10 horns. But we're going to first remove the first 6 horns, which represent these spirits which are twisted.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. According to Zechariah chapter 1, verses 18. It moves on to speak these words. To show you the circle of lawlessness has been working all days. Let's read and hear.
Zechariah 1
from verses 18.
Nenyimusa amaso gange n'entunula. Era laba, amayembe ana. Nengamba malayika eri ayogera nange nti, ago maki? Nanziramu nti gano. Ge mayembe agasasanya Yuda ne Isirayiri ne Yerusalemi. Mukama n'anjolesa abaweesi bana.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Amayembe gano,
these horns, the 4 horns you see right here, among the ones seen on the old serpent or the dragon, they are one of the 4 we see here. And we are scattering this world, not to enable anyone to raise his head to understand God. It means they did what? They brought in the false wisdom, that is the first horn. There is an understanding which is false, it's the second horn. There is the castle which is false, it's the third horn. And there is the power which is not good, that is the fourth horn. We are yet to see the 2 which have remained. But these ones have not been accepted. Any person to get back to heaven, and they are there to scatter. You are going to analyze that word properly. Let's finish
Zechariah
chapter 1 verse 19.
Nengamba malayika eyali ayogera nange nti ago maki? N'anziramu nti gano ge mayembe agasaasanya Yuda ne Isirayiri ne Yerusalemi. Mukama n'anjolesa abaweesi bana. Ne njogera nti abo bajja kukola ki? N'ayogera nti gano ge mayembe agasaasanya Yuda omuntu n'okuyimusa n'atayimusa mutwe gwe. Naye bano bazze okugasaggula.
Yes, you have seen
Jesus. We shall see of the 4 angels, they who came and appeared to be terrified and enlightened unto us concerning this
disease.
But these 4 horns, we see that they are among the 4 spirits which are false, which have moved on to scatter, and people normally lift up their heads to look unto what is in heaven.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Even think of going back to heaven, and they could never.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Our
Master said, according to
Matthew 12:30,
he tells us this.
Matthew 12:30. N'olunyiriro makumi asatu. Omuntu atabeera nange mulabe wange. Era omuntu atakuŋŋaanyisaamu nange asaasaanye.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Kati amayembe gano.
Now these horns.
Or
these 4 spirits.
Awamu jigenda kuba mukaaga.
The total have to be 6.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Bade jikola kuti okusaasaanya.
They have been working on discovering.
N'okubeera abalabi ba Kristo.
The enemies of Christ.
Era biba Antichrist bogenda okulaba kwa mukaaga abantu.
Antichrist are going to be seen. Who fight Christ?
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now you see where these words are heading.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And they've been there. And they fight gathering people into Jerusalem from heaven,
and
we have to get scattered within hell, and don't accept the pastor
to
raise up their head to look at things within heaven. Colossians 3 from verse 1,
he
speaks this.
N'olunyiriri olusooka lugamba, kale obanga mwazuukirira wamu ne Kristo, munoonyenga ebiri mu waggulu, Kristo gy'ali ng'atudde ku mukono ogwa ddyo ogwa Katonda.
Yesu yebazibu amayembe
gano
n'omuntu nga tayinza kuyimusa mutwe gwe kutunuulira bya
muggulu.
Yesu
yebazibu. False wisdom.
It's
the print books and you waste time studying on this world.
Do
not look to study things in heaven.
They're
words of knowledge and understanding which is false. And they connect our history. And they show us we originate from the world. And others tell us you originated from South Africa and you moved in these roots. And they bring that understanding to within the people. And they put there the false castle.
Yes,
praise Jesus. If you got born and they cut off the 9 months to spend the womb and they showed nowhere else you came from and they count for you have 1 day old on earth you got born and from the false castle ever since you begin to be on earth and there appears powers of darkness with the devil who's on showing sorcery and in the false churches.
That
powers keep us from situations.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. And there appears knowledge is not right.
If we get diplomas,
we get degree.
We have
not reached the knowledge of God, the one true God,
and
Christ Jesus is saying.
And
there appears a fear. We fear people who are learned, but the pastor never fears sin.
He keeps
us not to raise our head to look to heaven.
This
secret of lawlessness,
it's been
working for a long time.
The number 666
pass to the six spirits which are false.
The
one we call the six horns.
Yes, you ever
praise Jesus. Zachariah, they have shown us so far four horns.
They
accept anyone to raise his head to look at things in
heaven.
And they have been there to scatter.
And
the Lord Jesus wants to gather all of us to go to the Jerusalem city of heaven. According to Hebrews 12, verse 22,
here
is where we have to get to be gathered in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. Let's see.
Ebulania essula ey'ekkumi n'ebiri n'olunyiri lw'abiri mu bbiri. Naye muzze ku lusozi Sayuuni ne ku kibuga kya Katonda omulamu, Yerusaalemi eky'omu ggulu n'eri obukumi bw'abamalayika n'eri ekkuŋŋaanira eddene ery'ekkanisa ey'ababereberye abaawandiikibwa mu ggulu n'eri Katonda omulamuzi wa bonna n'eri emyoyo gy'abatuukirivu abaatuukirizibwa.
Yes, we have
Jesus. We have been gathered in heaven. But these spirits have been there to scatter the six spirits which are false.
One
is the wisdom which is false.
One
is understanding which is false.
One
is the false counsel.
One
is the powers which are not good. The knowledge which is not right. And the fear which is not right. But they are there to scatter. And what they did, and created within us a number of religions. Each one is taking its own followers. This has not been here today. Besides religion, in beliefs, there is another sorcery and it's also different. And each one, the demons of their ancestors are gathering them. And they have a mountain where a hill where they pray from. They show us that they are gathering us from somewhere. When you are about to die, they told you, you're going to join on the wings of your forefathers. And you want to join on them on another hill, and others in a certain hill elsewhere. But the deception have never joined on them. They always died and straight went to hell and waited for judgment. They scattered people so much, for they even put segregations in tribes. And they make us debunk everyone has somewhere they come from with their God. For what the colors we have, they took it as an advantage that each person has to have their God. And they put their studies, which separate us in levels. Each one was scattered according to that measure. They have done this for a long time. They put their clans. The clan we come from is one, the Holy Priesthood. And they scattered each one in their own clan. We cannot join the entire world. They are required to search and seek where we came from. But at least they put their chaos and they separate us. When we are one, at least they create within us a wrong intention. That this God can separate us himself. When we still spoke one language on earth, in Genesis 11, they created within us a wrong thought, build a tower and reach heaven with our sins. Thus God confused us with our evil tongues. These horns you see which scatter have taken a long time doing this mission. And 666, it's been working all along. When it passed with these false spirits. And we see the first six, which was made by the devil himself. And we have to see the second six, which Jezebel makes. One sitting on the beast, the kingdom of the devil. The third six, the false prophet makes it.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. After you get the first six, the rest is easy. And hell is awaiting for you. They have been scattering all along. And these are our tears as people, we have lost our relatives. They have been profiting and benefiting in them. As long as you die and go to hell, that is their choice. Now God came and warned us. And he told us. Jeremiah 22:10. He told us this. Jeremiah 22:10.
Temukabiranga maziga oyafa. So temumukongo bagira. Naye mumukabire nnyo nnyini amaziga oyagenda. Kubanga tachadde nate so talira bansi yewaabwe.
Now they are fighting for one thing.
Bakimanyi bafiri kusatu.
In Philippians 3:20,
egambe waffe mu
ggulu. He says our home is in heaven.
Kati batumalira ebiseera nga batusaasaanyiza.
They waste our time when they scatter us on this world.
Ne bafunamu ku nkomerero.
And at the end of the day they profit out of it.
Bwe ng'ogenda mu
ggulu. And you are heading to hell.
Nasigadde ne bamuwa
obuyi. And the remaining one they give them the same. And they give you sorrow, the one who has remained. And you cry tears.
Oh, they say, well,
you have left me so much.
And we
ask harsh words towards God. And we tell him, God, you have smitten us with a rod. But remember, he has not gone to heaven. Even the harsh pain we feel,
the one who
I will feel pain that we are no more going to see this pastor.
For
they have not gone to the great gathering of God.
They
have gone in hell where there are a lot of tribulations. And their head is like a fact be melted. With the fury and the
harsh,
they show you a lot of sorrow. You have no hope that they have gone to heaven.
The
Lord
comes
once again. Right, not like they have no hope. For you will see them again. These are the ones who have totally understood. They who have been watching over and not got the number 666. They
would
not be confused by this evil spirit.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. But this story you feel as you're crying. They are the ones who put it in you and put a lot of sorrow in you. And you feel the situation is bad. And the narrative has left you. After they make you forget the person, and you do follow the same trend.
A
man in Luke 16, 19 to down, he reached and said, even his relatives had been
disappointed.
And he says, send brothers to go warn his brothers. For they wasted this one's time, the rich man, and he ended up within hell.
Now,
when he died, his brothers felt a little pain.
They
paid for a couple of days.
The
days of lamenting, of not working, and shaving off the hair. After that,
and
they begin the same journey of the one who has gone. Now the rich man begins to see
where
his brothers are holding, leading the truck and the
road.
Then I've got brother destroyed me alone. Even my brothers, they have come for them. And the devil tells
me,
when I'll finish feeding you, I'll hold another.
And
you will go with.
When
you sing the songs of the wizards, we shall go in the fire. And he knows where he's taking you.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
But
those false spirits have been working, brethren.
And
you see the night they come to the microchip. They have been working all along.
Many
within hell
have
number 666. Even some on the world that God needs. Have 1 6, others 2, others have been completed with 666. The seal of the devil.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. Confusion under the sun.
We
don't know who has been doing these things. But the truth is,
Satan,
the devil, these six spirits uses, which are false.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Through
which has been passed to scatter.
And we've
seen Zachariah, and they
have
called the four horns.
We
want to see the other two horns,
that
we can begin to fight on our own. Revelation 13.
Okay, from verse 11. Era yalina amayimba abiri agafaanana ng'ag'omwana gw'endiga. Neyogera ng'ogusota.
Olinde bulungi ekibeerawo.
Ensolo
eno kugenda kugira
bubeera
bwakabaka bwa
Sitaani.
Wabula amayembe gennyini
agali
ku Sitaani.
Dragon, whom we saw the 10 horns, even on the beast there are 10 horns, but the 6 we've gotten out,
what
do we present? The 6 spirits we are twisted. Praise Jesus. And these 2 horns you've seen here, they move on to do these. Revelation 13 verse 12.
Nekoza obuyinza bwonna obw'ensolo ey'olubereberye mu maaso gaayo, n'esinzisa ensi n'abatuulamu ensolo ey'olubereberye eyawuna ekiwundu eky'okufa. N'ekola obuliro bunene era n'okussa omuliro okuva mu ggulu ku nsi mu maaso g'abantu, n'erimba abatuula ku nsi olw'obubonero bwe yaweebwa okukola mu maaso g'ensolo, ng'egamba abatuula ku nsi okukolera ensolo ekifaananyi erina ekiwundu eky'ekitala n'ebannamu, n'eweebwa okuwa ekifaananyi ky'ensolo okussa omukka. Ekifaananyi ky'ensolo kiryoke kyogere era kisse bonna abatasinza kifaananyi kya nsolo
nga bakugambye amayembe gano amalala abiri getulabye
ogagatta
ku gali mu
Zakariya
gaweze mukanga
nga
bagamba gali nganga ag'omwana
gwendi.
Yes, you
praise Jesus. Remember the ones of the Lamb of God. They are seven horns. Show the seventh spirit of the Lord.
Yes, you
praise Jesus. Now in the same way, when this step to come to sight, this is six. The sixth twisted spirit of the devil. As we wind up, I'll give the summary of them how they appear.
There
are words which seem harder to us, but the words within which the world is moving by.
Number
people
six. Yes,
praise Jesus. That's what I've said, these two horns which are on a beast. They are like of the Lamb of God. You've seen very clear. Revelation 13:11. Let's read it again. Revelation 13:11.
N'endaba ensolo endala ng'eva mu nsi. Era yalina amayembe abiri agafaanana ng'ag'omwana gw'endiga. N'eyogera ng'ogusota. N'ekoza obuyinza bwonna obw'ensolo ey'olubereberye mu maaso gaayo. N'esinzisa ensi n'abatuulamu ensolo ey'olubereberye eyawuna ekiwundu eky'okufa. N'ekola obubonero bunene era n'okussa omuliro okuva mu ggulu mu maaso g'abantu.
Revelation 5:6.
Wakati w'entebe n'ebiramu ebina ne wakati w'abakadde omwana gw'endiga ng'ayimiridde ng'afaanana ng'eyattibwa ng'alina amayembe musanvu n'amaaso musanvu gy'emyoyo omusanvu egya Katonda egitumibwa mu nsi zonna.
Ono
sitaani.
This is the devil.
Agalina gago gali mukanga.
He has them also six.
Nagaka rumufa na namu.
They want to look alike.
Fana na mwaga Yesu.
Like of Jesus.
Chitegeza.
It means.
Ye miyoni liyo wenda jetusoma.
The other spirit we study.
Ye yo mukanga diya
six. The six spirits you made with.
Amagasi.
The wisdom.
Nagumufa na magali
mwaga. I think it's of God.
Ukutegeira.
The understanding.
Ukutesa.
The counsel.
Nakulika amanyi.
And it has power.
Nagosimana.
And it's not good.
Nakulika okumanya.
And it has the knowledge.
Chikutufu.
It's not right.
Kuliko na okutia na kuna
kwa abirima. It has the fear which is false.
Atukole wetu.
Now let's do like that.
Njagalo wandike ebigambo bino.
I want to break his words down.
Amayembo omusanvu.
The seven horns.
Agomwana gwendi.
They are of the love of God.
Nkurosinge aro gambe jemi omusanvu jya Katonda.
And cross an arrow saying that the seven spirits of the Lord. And they are the seven eyes of God. And you put Revelations. Revelations 4. It's sure that they appear through the lampstand. Revelations 4:5. The names of these seven spirits.
Isaiah 11.
I think you know very well their names. You'll put them right there. The spirit of wisdom,
the
spirit of understanding,
the
spirit of counsel,
the
spirit of power,
the
spirit of knowledge, the spirit of fear of God, and the spirit of the Lord. Praise Jesus. You finish that. You're going to jump like two lines.
And write
the six horns of the devil.
The
six horns of the devil. And you make an arrow there.
There
are the six spirits he had visited.
You
write Zachariah.
Zachariah 1,
verse
18
and
19.
In Revelation 30, verse 11. I expect that you understand it clear.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Did
it come out clear? You have understood it?
Yes,
now praise Jesus. You won't be passing through them.
The
six spiritual priests briefly.
We
present the six horns.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus so much.
You want
to pass through them. Remember, we have never passed through them.
You can understand the message.
We began with the priestly wisdom.
They've
been working how?
You
began with James.
James
3, verse 13.
Yakobo is 3 of 13. Ani alina amagezi n'okutegeera mu mmwe alagenga mu mpisa ennungi ebikolwa bye mu magezi amawombeefu naye bwe muba n'obuggya obukambwe n'okuyomba mu mutima gwammwe temwenyumirizanga so temwerimbanga okuyigiriza amazima temwerimbanga so temulimbanga okuziyiza amazima. Amagezi gano si ge gakka okuva waggulu naye ga mu nsi ga buzaali mwana ga sitaani.
Amagezi ga sitaani
wegali
mu
nsiokusinda
ku mubuulizi
kumi
na
bbiri
mubuulizi kumi na
bbiri
gakola ebitabo si bingi
mu nsi muno.
Mubuulizi essula ya kumi nabbiri n'olunyero kumi nebbiri era nate mwana wange labuka okukolanga ebitabo ebingi tekuliko gye kukoma
tukola ebitabo mu nsi
muno
tugezaako okuŋŋaanya amagezi
naye
nga gaawano mu nsi naba kugambye gabaga
sitaani
kasita gakulemesa okutegeera katonda sigaanye tusobola osoma nga bulijjo bwe tusoma naye bw'olimala n'osibi buli
tukolidde
tied by
that
yoke. No, tied and bound by those books.
You never give yourself to study and understand. You would have committed your life to destruction.
And number
666
would be
even destruction.
That's
the spell of a spell of.
Yera na te mwana wangi. Labuka. Okukola anga ebitabo ebingi tekuliko gye kukoma. N'okuyiga ennyo. Kuko yomubiri.
And we study. And we seek for wisdom. Like we heard. In 1 Corinthians. Chapter 1 verse
18.
Unto
24.
That the Gentiles seek for wisdom. And the ignorant to seek for Christ the wisdom of God. Now we print many books.
That
it is unending.
No, so
and you study, finish this, and you study more. And you reach a time you've gotten weary and tired.
They
bring you to study the Bible, you can no more read it. Even where God writes His word, there's no space for that. You've been gathering for wisdom. You are in books which you don't lay. And within the books are done many other things of magic. And many other books which you are made, out of them comes powers of darkness. Wisdom which is twisted. Let's read in Acts. Acts 19. from 18 to 20.
Ndikola batume sura ya 19 n'olulimi lwa 18. Era bangi ku bo abakkiriza ne bajja, ne batuula, ne bategeeza ebikolwa byabwe. Era bangi ku bo abaakolanga ebyobufumu n'ebyobulogo ebitali byabwe ne babyokera mu maaso gaabwe bonna.
Baleta magic books.
They broke out magic books.
They were going to burn them down.
This was the wisdom of the sorcerers.
They
come as we see them like single study. And the book itself you study, it bewitches you. And you can never have time to understand God. These years, things we study, they can bewitch your mind.
Neither
they
which
are made and they have secret
organs.
Person just reads the Quran.
Calls
the genes.
Even
others. Now most of the kings have these books, which are the sorcery of Egypt. Wisdom, which is different. According to Exodus. Exodus 7:9-11.
Kubesula ya msambu, noli miru wa mwenda. Falao waliba gamba, ngaroke nanti, mkoleo echa magero. Noli yoko gamba alo ni tuwalo mkogu ogusule wansi mumasoka falao guwomo sota. Musa na aloni, nebayi ingira iwa falao. Nebako la weba chio ungamu kama weyala gira. Aloni na asula mkogu wansi mumasoka falao, ne mumasoka abadube, ne guwomo sota. Falao na ye na alioka aita abagezi na abalogo.
Wise who have the magic books.
If you
have to understand which is false.
Baku atama na gari baku asaganya.
And they mix them.
And
they mix the words within the magic book. And they call evil spirits. And they do work miracles there. And they spread from the creator.
Natuli mkupa isola ya msambuli ya kumi na lume.
Exodus 7:11.
Falao na ina alioka aita abagezi na abalogo. Era na ho abasao abamisiri. Nebako la weba tiyo na abagezi gawe agechi ama.
Abena na abagezi agechi ama.
They have wisdom which is separate.
Katikibatu wako uno.
Now we
take
as this of the lower levels. And we start these books. As you mature within those books, you begin to get more wild. And to get corruptible. And the wild, harsh books. Men in the England, they have them. You look at it, and there's nothing written in the papers. If you come back tomorrow, it has been written within yourself. Praise Jesus. These books they give of us are the few ones. They have books which go even, which move on with the wisdom of the devil. Where they find this world grow. They can come in this world. And they just speak spells and they capture all people. And they hate God and they begin to look for sorcery. Praise Jesus. That is when they enter the Roman Catholic Church. They changed the entire Bible and put in other words. And they created a book called the Evangel. Another book is a big book. They are the senior ones who hold that book.
But
when they visit in the world, that's where they read. If you experience different problems,
and
you begin to suck blood out of people,
If you hate God, if you begin to honor people who are different people, and really there's a call upon this nation, there's no way they can take away from it. If the living say Bob, they have to reach here.
When you know the thing they send
the thing what's brought to you is peace only.
Yet
he has brought other things. They have these books.
Yes, he was
raised
Jesus. But the
wisdom of the devil is one of the wild, harsh forms. That spirit of wisdom of the devil
is
greater the spirit of the fear of the devil. To work make the spirits. To make the first seeds.
If
we call understanding,
we call
on the second horn of the devil. What is called the spirit of understanding, which is twisted. I want us to quickly pass through them. And you've understood that I've been working all along.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus. What God calls understanding, it is to connect all the scriptures. The spirit of the devils, what they call understanding, it is to connect the stories. Even what others have been revealed of. And they begin to print different books. And they say also refer to the other book. Even the other and this one. And you join and you are on search. I'm going to be speaking a few scriptures. For most of this we saw uncovered them. When
you
look at Isaiah 28. We began from verse 7. As soon as they take away the understanding of connecting scriptures, and they begin to connect us things which we don't understand. Or if it's there, and they show that the ones who discovered it, so and so discovered Lake Victoria.
Isaiah 28:7.
It is of Jezebel. Revelation 17.
Besi tala mkusara imisango. Kumanga imeza zonan si jude imsese mie ne bitami.
Now they connect things for us.
And
we enter them within us. And we try so much. But at the end of it all that will pass away, the word of God is what will be remaining.
That
we never had any time to connect and understand it.
And
the time we reached, and even if God would get called as we study, then we studied chemistry. What was the code of the chemicals in chemistry? We have a way we capture the things.
We
history will hold and
water answer.
You put all answers in codes. And we mind so much. But you can tame the human being if they understand the word of God. That thing they can even connect at all.
Isaiah 28:8. Ani gwali ngirizo kumanya. Irani gwali tegeze bibulirwa.
But no one has time. Understanding the searching out. We join and connect things.
We have formulas
in mathematics. You see that blackboard. One number will cover 7 papers, even above. And now you are someone who writes very small letters.
And we did mathematics.
Senior six.
Each number you connected with the number. They are going to ask you to touch. And we do one number. But you're going to change six formulas. You keep changing the formulas in that same number. When they tell you the word of God, and the head is very empty. Most of the scientists, their heads are so empty towards God. Me, I was there, let me tell you. We have pride in those schools. I am a scientist. And we despise all who do history. Yet we are all the same. Both of us man understand the word of God. God says, I want to make them know what is preached. Things connecting in this world. Our mathematics is there, the others who go deeper in it. Solve the things which are under, which have failed in this world. Then the souls create what fails them and make those try to solve them. Now the devil is there wasting people's time. As you solve it, and they pay you money, they lift you higher. When you get out of the body, you see the beatings in heaven, and they never honor you. That is why you see this generation we're going to study. Do you study? But most especially, we are going to study God. That's why we're the generation for the knowledge of God. That we may balance. And we are not bewitched by books.
Amen.
Isaiah 28:9. They don't ask you, you're going to study what God? Do you understand very well? Do they study God? Why do you study mathematics? You see the one God will ask you? Oh, Abraham never went to heaven because they never studied mathematics. That devil is a very bad thing.
Isaiah 28:10.
Kubanga
kiba kiragiro ku kiragiro.
When we reach here,
what are roses that take away ebiragiro?
Those which you are putting in commands. As we started,
amateka ga proving a light.
Those prove the light. When you're going to prove,
never stood in a rose.
Even Israel has laws. We are connecting command by command. Who has ever connected the commands of God? We have command by command.
And
you fail to prove this number, for you broke this law and this other in the formula. What happened under the sun? Human being was talking time off that the number 2 verses moving on working. It's commandment. They do have their own laws. Back to politics. And laws that the same people break them.
Isaiah 28:10.
You heard very clear. Those are everything. Even though you're going to fly a plane, there are laws governing you. You have to obey them. If you drive in a car, there are laws. Listen clearly. And the words of God. Totally binds us the number of people.
So
we put laws which we use to connect with their things. And to know where your land boundaries pass.
And
even make land titles. Heaven don't know even pass. Yokes are under the sun. Connect laws wherever. Those governing money command by command. They are fined you with 50,000. Even if you buy the Bible, no one quarrels of that. They are following what they want only Holy Ghost. Did government put the law when you find the one burning Bible there? A prison? You can even take it to the toilet. This world, perhaps you call it food. Therefore, it's under the sun. Words of God are far off. To find a Bible in the library of this man, if they put there, it's just a pretense. The leader just brings it away, they're going to swear in office.
Yes,
first, since they swear, it gets to be down forever. But the book of the laws, they sleep with them in their chest.
That's
how the world appears with things within it. The sorcery of the devils.
Isaiah 28:10.
Here we connect scripture in the Bible.
And
you go to history and see whether we study scripture by scripture. And it came one word. And the teacher casts it on top like this. You have jumped a word. You have to be careful of the
sentence.
First, past, present, or
what?
But in the Bible, who knows what is past and what is coming and what is going to come? You joke, my friend. You may study English and get even mad.
Yes,
some of you
are doing
even the past tense and things fail. For now, things of Bible are going to stop them. That is what is under the sun. Understanding which is twisted. And friends, scripture by scripture, you read up with culture. What happens there?
Focus
from one book to another.
Who focus
the Bible to write within their book?
And
if someone comes with the book in the church, no time for you. Tell me, take it, I leave this place.
But
the school, the books alone you brought.
Now you wake up one day.
The ones you're carrying, who you still in school.
Just
to from there, but understand. When you take the books to church, you feel you are ashamed.
We are
going to move with
him. That's
where we are going. We say we shall. We are going to the school of God.
Amen.
Scripture.
The
chance of the books of this world. That scripture, I felt I'm getting confused.
Economics.
I did economics in the middle there. But it was much.
I
study one by one. In you. I must enter it within you.
The
minds of the Bible that they get it in themselves.
The
powers of darkness of understanding 12 things. And they bind on the books. And you look.
And
you sleep in the cold waters in the night. You have the Bible. The Bible, as soon as you are sleeping, you
cannot
read your moral. Then you sleep like that. The words of God, I want you to sleep with
it.
We used to study.
You want to put
supporting point on your hair, eyes. You have to read.
Tumisa esura ya biri mu munana n'olunyiriri tuyikulwa kula 10 na rumu.
Isaiah 28 verse 11.
Wano katono au katono. Nedda naye oliogera n'abantu bano n'emimwa emigenyi.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Tukwasaganya ebitabo eby'enjawulo.
Connect different books.
Naye n'abamu tebamanyi oba Peter abulimu mu kyoba mu Yokana.
Others don't know what is in John, what is in Peter.
No, musumba abuli atasobola kukwasaganya.
Even the pastor preacher can never connect to these.
Bali mu kutegeera okwekifuula.
They are in understanding which is twisted.
Akwasaganya bimugira mu mutwe.
They connect whatever comes in their head.
N'alyoka ababuulira.
And they tell you. The world is like that is from understanding which is twisted. That is the second horn among the horns of the devil.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see this third horn where is the false counsel.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Ephesians 4. Ephesians 4.
We
begin from 17.
Abefeso esula eyokuna n'olunyiriri kumi na musanvu. Kyempa njogera kino ne ntegeeza mu Mukama waffe mwe mulemenga okutambula nate era ng'abamawanga bwe batambula mu birowoozo byabwe ebitaliimu nga bazikirizibwa amagezi gaabwe nga baawulibwa mu bulamu bwa Katonda olw'obutategeera obuli mu bo. Olw'okukakanyala okw'omutima gwabwe kubanga beerabira okulumwa era beewaayo mu bwenzi okukolanga eby'obugwagwa byonna mu kwegomba. Befeso 4:12 olw'okutuukiriza abatukuvu olw'omulimu ogw'okuweereza okutuusa lwe tulituuka ffenna mu bumu olw'okukkiriza n'obw'okutegeera omwana wa Katonda lwe tulituuka okuba omuntu omukulu okutuuka mu kigera eky'obukulu obw'okutuukirira kwa Kristo tulemenga okubeera nate abaana abato nga tuyugana nga tutwalibwanga buli mpewo ey'okuyigiriza na mu bukuusa obw'abantu mu nkwe olw'okugoberera okuteesa okw'obulimba naye bwe twogeranga amazima mu kwagalana tulyoke tukule mu kutuuka mukutuuka mu ye mu byonna gwe mutwe Kristo.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Tulina
okutuuka okutegeera ddala Katonda
ne
Mukama waffe bikyagoberera kuteesa
okw'obulimba
kubanga twawulira mu Isaya
19
waliyo abatula mu kuteesa
kw'abafalaawo
kuteesa okwo kw'omwoyo
gw'abasitaani
kubanga twawulira
In Ezekiel 29:2, and Pharaoh means the plug of the devil, the old serpent. And is that false counsel?
Yes,
praise Jesus. And this one, snatch us from the mother's breasts. According to Job 24.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
They
snatch us from the mother's breasts. Give us different clans. Cut up the name. We spend the womb. And we never know where we came from. And they give us a new counsel. And it is false counsel.
Spirit
of the false counsel. Within these miracles, there is a prophecy sign which is not right, or which comes from the devil himself.
Acts 16. Omuwala yaliko dayimoni alagula n'atusanga.
This
is the spirit working on these prophecies. Right now we enter the church where they pray from. And it prophesies.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Wanted
even to divide itself to contend against God. And it put that they would study the clouds and weather forecast. And they pretended to be gods. All this God after it contends against them. And it changes those seasons. And they prove they have no counsel with themselves.
All
these demons which prophesy,
they
work under the spirit of the false counsel. They can look within your life, the lives of your forefathers behind you. And they even see the child within the womb.
And
think it's God prophesying upon you. Yet you are in the false counsel. Listen to this. Acts 16:16.
Nti awolwatuuka bwe twali tugenda wali awasabirwanga, omuwala yaliko dayimoni alagula n'atusanga. Yafuniranga bakama be ebintu ebingi olw'okulagula. Oyo bwe yayogera ne Pawulo, naffe n'ayogerera waggulu ng'agamba nti abantu bano baddu ba Katonda ali waggulu ennyo. Ababuulira ekkubo ery'obulokozi.
Owulidde bulungi, bamanyi okwekweka.
They even know how to hide themselves. That's why we have these spirits.
Abamayembe gano okaga.
These six horns.
Zifananyiza mu negali omusanvu agalinga ag'omwana gw'endiga.
The seven of the Lamb of God.
Erawo gusobola okwekweka mu bintu bya Katonda.
Hide within the things of God.
Omusamize n'akugamba.
And the wizard tells you.
Olaguddeko naye Katonda bw'anaaba ayagadde.
But if God wills. They also fear God. They are thieves. You won't be surprised at the false
prophet.
They even hide the name of Jesus.
But
they make you worship other things. There's no understanding of God.
They
make you know the curse of God after your life. After this life of the world. They never tell you what's going to happen on you.
Next,
you are in miracles there.
Yeah,
that's where they pray from. This place of this man is a pray.
Already
arrive, but they begin to prophesy from such places. When two people don't want to understand God, that's where they reach.
Acts 16:18. Nakolanga bwatyo ennaku nyingi, naye Pawulo bwe yanakuwala ennyo N'akyuka n'agamba dayimooni nti nkulagira mu linnya lya Yesu Kristo omuveeko.
Yesu yebazimutunaba tuwakuba malayika bano
abaagwawali
abakolera wansi w'omwoyo guno ogw'okuteesa
kw'obulimba. The one who is among them will make the number 666.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. And so much in the
past
which are in this category.
They
are dreamers within this world. And the Spirit is working within them. Be very careful, you who dreams.
Now
and you give a sign, who gives signs of miracles?
You know,
you have to. Whether living God has given it to you. But it's also you'll find wizards and a dream. And the spirit of the false castle is working within them. Our clan, we are dreamers. Yet, this spirit within that clan causing them to dream.
Yamateka,
Deuteronomy 13. I told you it's passing through this time. But remember, we have studied all of this before.
Deuteronomy 13
from verse 1.
Bwana abanga wakati mugwe nabbi oba omulosi w'ebirooto.
Babera baloosi.
They're dreamers.
As
your prophets on this world. Shrines, and even they entered what they call churches. But the spirit of the false castles is using them. The third horn. Among the six horns of the devil. Which meant number 666.
Yes, we have
praised Jesus. And a dream.
He
can prophesy upon you.
You can
find him in a way to speak what he speaks.
When you
go to India, they prophesy with their palms.
Ah, yes. Tumalire.
Chamateka 13 olusooka.
Deuteronomy 13 from verse 1.
Bwana abangawo wakati mu gwe nabbi oba omulosi w'ebirooto, n'akuwa akabonero oba ekyamagero. Akabonero ako oba ekyamagero ekyo ne kituukirira. Kye yakugambako. Ngayogera nti tugoberere bakatonda abalala botomanyanga.
Kati newankubadde nga bakulagula.
Era
omalikiza oli katonda ate mulala.
Now you end up on another God.
Bw'ojja kulowooza kimu ngenze wa mulwanda kasita ngulidde ebinkwata.
One thing of God that this man is told not concerns me.
Natofudde okutegeera Katonda.
Not minded to know God.
Kuteesa okukuwulira omwoyo gw'okukisa kw'obulimba.
That is the first counsel you hear of.
Omwoyo gw'akusatu.
The third spirit.
Ebyo mukaga ekikola lukaga.
Which make number 666.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus. We head in to see the fourth horn. The spirit of the power of the devils. Or the powers of darkness. The fourth horn is what we are seeing right now. The spirit of powers of darkness. Or the powers of the devils. Jeremiah
23:9-10.
Jeremiah 23:9.
Ebyabannabbi, omutima gwange munda yange gumenyese. Amagumba gange gonna gakankana. Ningo omutamiivu, era ng'omuntu awanguddwa omwenge. Ku lwa Mukama n'olw'ebigambo bye ebitukuvu. Kubanga ensi jjudde abenzi. Kubanga ensi ekungubaga olw'okulayira. Amalundiro g'omu ddungu gakaze. N'amagenda gaabwe mabi, n'amaanyi gaabwe si malungi.
Babeera n'amaanyi.
They have power.
Gwe omwoyo gw'amaanyi g'ekizikiza.
That's the spirit of powers of darkness.
Mwe basobola okumereza ekijanjaalo
mu ddakiika ssatu. They can grow a bead in 3 minutes. And they tell you, go plant at your home. When it grows and it dries. When it grows and it dies, the person you want to be which will have been dead. Praise Jesus, brethren. Me, the one of the beads, I testify of it. They are ever given to my father. He was always giving children and they were giving, dying at an early age. And he was given 2 beans. And told him to go plant them in the night. Early in the morning they would have grown. When they will grow, they will get children. If they will fail, you will never get children. The story is long, but let me end there.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
They
themselves were the ones suck blood out of the children.
They
can trap you and they are sick for you to go into the system of their sorceries. And you're still out there claiming things of your
blood.
Yet you've not committed your heart within the sorcery. Now they came on the children, suck blood out of them. And what happens, they tell you? When you come and you go to them, they claim they have given you a solution. Yet now it's the spirit of power of darkness has now come. You have begun to believe the powers of darkness. You know when you're in this wizard life,
during
the time that we are not in the things of the devil, but we are in the clan things. Yet they are faking you and
calling.
They are all the devils. But they want you to sit deeper within it.
So
surrounded like the Simons are within here. Powers of darkness.
Others
is the active films over there. They are really. Acts chapter
8.
Acts 8 from verse
8. Naye waliwo omuntu omu erinnya lye Simooni eyakolanga eddogo edda mu kibuga omwo n'awuniikirizanga eggwanga lye Samaliya.
Bano babeera balugonga bakola amaanyi.
These are sorcerers making power.
Atambula ne ku kyalo ng'enkuba w'ayita ne
tu. Even moves in the village wherever he passes, it never rains there.
Ne muli okamwe wuniikiriza.
And you get so amazed of that.
Why?
Praise the Lord. That's what reminded me, like something back on the village we grew up from. A man bought demon spirit and went well. And the spirits began to claim lives of his family. When the villagers mobilized themselves against him, and they chased him from the village, they found him in the tomato garden. And what surprises most, when he began to run, where he was coming from, the rain would rain and fall. And where he is heading to the sunshine, and he disappeared from them when he was supposed to, ready to hit them.
Yes, you must be.
Praise Jesus.
And
all that, brethren.
The world
has been captured by the powers of darkness like that. If these powers of darkness,
they
never allow you to be unwrapped to understand the things of God. You feel as if things are confusing your way.
And
when you don't see so much this word,
and
you read the Bible, you want to penetrate and understand something. There is something you feel as if it's waving off your understanding.
It
always happens with different people. Oh, hard questions. Like, if God is the beginning, who began him? You begin to feel your wires are getting messed up.
There
you are, that is the beginning, is the end, nothing else.
Amen.
When
you to discuss with him that issue,
you
feel the head where it is bubbling with confusion.
You
powers of darkness are trying to question hard questions. So sorry, like that through the powers of darkness. And here they captured many through this.
And
many believe that power. Some because it's hidden in the form of a church.
We've
reached and committed ourselves to that powers. And
the
person never wants to know and understand God. But they claim, I saw power. They seal you within the things. For they are about to reach the first six and finish it. And the fourth spirit is moving on to be working. This way you see this contempt and argues against the powers of God.
I want
to surprise this
man.
Even though they do those things, against the spirit of the Lord. They don't create heaven, neither they create half. Everything in the world of which the Spirit of the Lord created. And it seems that they have power. They
don't
create their own world.
Then
they get where they put it in another location. I don't know even where. But the mother is the beginning and the end.
They
have bad law for the situation which has arrived.
Yes, we have
praised you. But they can deceive you that the lamb walked.
No,
and you feel that is God. Now that's a walking. Who gave them the legs to walk? Can't you see that and believe God? What's the walking? You the one causing us to walk? And he told Moses,
you
don't get corrupted with mind. Who makes them walk and speak and not speak? God so angered at Moses over that word. I don't know how to speak well.
Who created
mouth? They will speak or never speak. Is it not me?
The Bible
says that the anger of the Lord arose at the time. Moses will say that he was a stammerer.
He said,
I do all that. I pass through all and within all I am the one. Like
it's
supposed to be Ephesians 4.
I
refuse to seek and understand God.
So you
can never even create heaven. And a person gets a door and they cut it. And they put it in the demonic spirit. And it flies again and they say, this man has power. He resurrected a dove. The power which flies them in this space, who gives it to them? They create what? This stuff? Let us worship God. Let us not be confused of all the things. Remember, when you see this power in Exodus 7, we've seen that God, when he works miracles,
we are powerful,
and this tried to contend against them. We too are powerful. Remember, the spirit of powers of darkness, the fourth horn, is what does this. This time alone, as God reveals these words, the spirit in his fullness, the seven spirits, they are going to contend with the six spirits. I speak like this. The spirit of God, the 777, is going to contend with 666.
Amen.
Yes, we have a
spirit. Praise Jesus. Let's go to Exodus. Exodus
7, verse 19. Mukama n'agamba Musa nti gamba Aaroni nti twala omuggo gwo ogolole omukono gwo ku mazzi g'emisiri ku migga gyabwe ku nsalo zaabwe ne ku bidiba byabwe ne ku nnyanja zaabwe zonna ez'amazzi gafuuke omusaayi era mulibeera omusaayi mu nsi yonna ey'emisiri mu ntiba ez'omuti ne mu nsuwa ez'amayinja. Musa ne Aaroni ne bakola bwe batyo nga Mukama bwe yalagira. N'ayimusa omuggo n'akuba amazzi agaali mu mugga mu maaso ga Falaawo ne mu maaso g'abaddu be amazzi gonna agali mugga ne gafuuka omusaayi n'ebyomugga ne bifa omugga ne guwonya Abamisiri ne batayinza kunywa mazzi mu mugga omusaayi ne gubeera mu nsi yonna ey'Emisiri ne bakola bwe batyo abasawo b'Abamisiri mu magezi gaabwe ag'ekyama Falawo omutima gwe ne gukakanyala n'atabawulira
olidde ekibeerawo amaanyi katonda bwe gagenda mu maaso ag'ekizikizaasawakanaamaanyi
gabafuna
ennamaluka nkaga
mubakakanyala
emitima
ne
bagaana okukkiriza
n'ebyokumumanya
nebagaanaumumanya
bikizitulina
ssentuwe bajjajja batuwadde
naye nga beerabidde obulamu bwabwe obuddaku
era enkaana zeeyongera
amaanyi
gano ag'ekizikiza ngaawukana n'amaanyi
gaolulimi
olwokutaano
kuva essula ey'omunaana olulimi olwokutaano Mukama n'agamba Musa nti gamba Alooni nti golola omukono gwo n'omuggo gwo ku migga ne ku nsalosalo ne ku bidiba olinyise ebikere ku nsi y'Emisiri Alooni n'agolola omukono gwe ku mazzi g'Emisiri ebikere ne birinnya ne bisaanikira ensi ey'Emisiri n'abasawo ne bakola bwe batyo n'amagezi gaabwe ag'ekyama ne balinyisa ebikere ku nsi y'Emisiri
owulidde enkaayana
ezaliwo
naye gye bigenda mu
maaso
kakasa amaanyi g'ekizikiza gadde galoga bulozi
bantu
kubanga n'ebikere
bibakolagiba
miyugirya emibi egya bamalayika
abaagonebafuukamu
ebikere ne
bajjaobala
bakulumba eyo mbirooto ne bakua n'olaba ng'afuuka omunya
banafuuka
omuntu
n'obanaaolulwa
omusambasamba n'afuuka ekintu
ekigoyegoyebadde
enkubaoba wakatiokoang'addamu
ngaokutulembira
obaobanga okuba ekintu kyonna mu
kirootonebwegifuuka
akaanayongeo bwegifuuka akadde
kalinyeegimu
kija okukulamusa mu kirooto nga akafuusa
akalimanyaasimuleddeko
bazanyidezanyidde ku
nsenobajja
kwefula bakolemu ggwe abantu nga kumi
mu
birooto balyoke bakufubutula
ebisiiinga
tuli mukuva essula y'omunaana n'olunyi lw'ekkumi n'omukaaga Mukama n'agamba Musa nti gamba Alooni nti golola omuggo gwo okube enfuufu y'ensi eba ensekere mu nsi yonna ey'Emisiri ne bakola bwe batyo Alooni n'agolola omukono gwe n'omuggo gwe n'akuba enfuufu y'ensi ne waba ensekere ku muntu ne ku nsolo enfuufu yonna ey'ensi n'eba nsekere mu nsi yonna ey'Emisiri n'abasawo ne bakola bwe batyo n'amagezi gaabwe ag'ekyama balyoke baleete ensekere naye ne batayinza
tubyagaana
kubanga katonda afe entandikwa
yeamaanyi
g'ekizikiza
nagabagakola kati
mu mwoyo ogw'amaanyi gano
agasiaaebakoma
tovaolabanalindendekebwa mu nsi
y'omuntubatukanga
ne bakola ebintu ng'awalala olinaggumawo
mugenda kulevenaaebizi
ne bigaana
naye
nga wano bayinza okubogola ne bakanula amaato
ebakanne
bafuuka ebino ne bafuuka
biri
naffe nga
twabifuuka
batuka ekiseera nga tukuca ate
ebirabibatabikam
And
they trained me those situations.
And
when God was teaching me the journey of heaven. And the new powers of darkness, how they end. Just do which one you believe within them. For we really have taken the firstborns. God did many things. Yet the devil couldn't come for them.
And
God can come and take all the firstborns. Now we've been confused so much. The devil deceives is going to come back. But he has failed on us who are here speaking. And we are speaking even of him. And if you threaten, he's going to kill
me.
He's lying to you.
Yes, we
have a that is in the powers of darkness, which have been confusing many. They
to
make and work with number people.
On the
other time, we shall start with the divinity horn. The spirit of knowledge which is twisted.
Then to younger Okumania,
we shall move on to know the sixth of this horn.
The
spirit of fear of the devils. God bless you. Thank you for coming.